Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thanks for sending us jokes this week to John Williams at WGNradio.com. We start with number 12, Ms. Garris. Here is joke of the week, number 12. Guy walks into a bar and yells, "Anybody know CPR?" And I went, "I know the whole alphabet." And we all laugh and laughed, except for that one guy. Joke of the week, number 11. Unfortunately, the jumper cables are getting a divorce. They had no spark. But did you hear about the happy cannonballs? They got married and are now expecting BBs. There's a 2-for-1 on there.
Yeah.
Double your pleasure. This is number 10. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Control freak. Okay, now you say control freak who? That is so true. Joke of the week, number 9. Ladies, if a man says he'll fix it, he will fix it. You don't need to remind him about it every 6 months. When you tell us what your favorite joke of the week was, mention if you're a lady. Because I think number 9 is going to do pretty well there. Joke of the week, number 8. I've got some books for you guys to read. How to Support Our Athletes by Jacques Strapp. CPR Made Simple by Izzy Dead. Here's my favorite new book. You might want to pick this one up. Where Have All the Animals Gone by Darren DeBarn. Isn't it nice that you can share these with your grandkids?
And they've grown.
And by that I mean punish your grandkids. Here is joke of the week number 7.
Hey, John, does every sentence need to contain a vegetable?
No, not necessarily. Here is joke of the week number 6.
Hey, John, does every sentence need to include a vegetable?
No, if we did, that would be too cucumbersome. I was lying in bed last night thinking of other vegetables that I could make as the punchline to that. And I got bad news for you. I thought of 2.
Oh, good.
So wait till Monday.
Expect Monday.
Joke of the week number 5. For those of you who worry that your smart speaker is listening in on your conversations, they are making a male version of Alexa. It doesn't listen to anything. It's another one for the ladies.
Exactly.
To chime in on. Joke of the week number 4. Hey, Dave, did you know that trees sometimes go to the bathroom?
They do.
We're not even done yet. I just wanted to enjoy that. Oh boy, Dave. Yes, Dave. That's how we get number 2 pencils.
They do. I think it was probably the best one just because of Dave.
Yeah, I was just thinking, what's so funny? And then I thought they
do. He was
do?
Just so enthusiastic.
It was just Dave being
Dave,
the team player that he is.
Yeah, I'm, you know, just want to keep John well supported.
By Jacques Strapp. Here is joke of the week number 3. I was at the Jewel yesterday and the checkout person was terrible. Rude, slow, nasty.
Did you get this person's name?
It was easy. I used the self-checkout lane.
That was the third take.
I know. We had to edit that just to trim it a little bit. Here's the next joke of the week, number 2. Little old man shuffled slowly into an ice cream parlor, pulls himself slowly and painfully up onto the ice cream parlor stool. He catches his breath and he orders a banana split. The waitress asks kindly, "Crush nuts?" He said, "No." Arthritis.
Banana split for my baby. A glass of plain water for me.
Actually, we're not even done yet. Joke of the week number, where are we, Ms. Garris? Number 1.
Number 1.
Hey, according to a recent survey, 90% of people don't notice when you replace words with the names of musical instruments. That's according to a recent survey. Oh, wait, here's a bonus joke for you. Number 0. My friend Joe recently went on the Dolly Parton diet.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah, I'll say it made
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
So Joe is now lean. Okay, kids, what was the joke of the week? Steve Alexander says,
It wasn't the funniest one, but Dave's response, that's my vote.
That would be the joke number, I think it was four, the trees sometimes go to the bathroom. Mm. Dave Ennett, what was the joke of the week, please?
Arthritis.
Yeah, I like that.
That's one way to put it. Vic, what's what?
I think I still, number nine.
Number nine would be
which the, was the one where you had to remind the man to do something every 6 months.
Yeah. No, you don't need. He'll get it done. He knows.
After every 6 months.
How about Steve Grzanich?
I like number one.
Number one, Jolene. Isn't that kind of fun?
No, that's zero.
Oh, number one zero. Was, oh, according to a recent survey, that
he,
one.
He likes
one,
zero.
I like the one with Dolly Parton.
Oh, Dolly
so
Parton.
That's zero. All right.
And I think.
Excuse me. What about me?
Oh, pardon me, Ella. If I got you pushing buttons, I didn't even look at you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you doing? I really liked the new books one, I think, the most.
I am surprised we haven't got more suggestions because that's a. There's a lot there.
Have you read Darren DeBarn's latest?
No.
I wanted to also say I think my favorite joke is the cucumber and celery jokes.